Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ches Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, still in the middle of Simen Shin Ches, which deals with various halachas of Muktzah. And we're on the second line, Siv Chof Beis. And the Mechaber writes, Osu L'chasos Pi Hechovis Bi Evin O Bi Bekas. One is not allowed to cover up some sort of a barrel with either a stone or with a block of wood. Or olis gorbehen, or to use these things as well, this stone or this block of wood, lis gorbehen is adelis, to use it to close a door, olahakus behen bibarza, to go and bang it into a barrel to make a spigot. That the Ramah explains what this barza is, pirish, hakone shemisimim bechovis, it's a sort of a pipe or some sort of a tube that they would put into a barrel, lahotzi ayay mimen, what we would call somewhat of a spigot. You're not allowed to use these rocks or blocks of wood for this, even if you thought about doing this with these rocks or with these blocks of wood before Shabbos, nevertheless it's osur, they are muktza, unless you designated it for this purpose of being the cover or for being the way to make the spigot over here on a permanent basis, la'olam. But if you only did it for this Shabbos, so then that wouldn't be enough. We'll explain why in a moment in the Mishneh Berurah. So the din here is a little bit different than what we described in previous shurim. And the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Sadi Aleph. The same din applies over here for the stone or the block of wood. Likewise, if you want to use a beam to go and support the door, you need the same type of permanent designation. Otherwise, it's a beam, and it's not used normally for this purposes. And unless you designate it for a permanent basis, it doesn't have the status of being a kli. But if you designate it for a permanent basis, you take it away from its intrinsic muktzah status, and you make it into a kli. And Sifkut and Sadi Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says, even if you did this with Bojom, to think about it, it's not enough to allow you to go and do these various actions on Shabbos. Lassos ha'pulos ha'elu b'Shabbos. The kol shekenim lo choshav. And certainly, if you didn't think in your mind that you want to use this on Shabbos as a kli, rak she'os ha'pulos ha'elu b'Bojom, but you did use this as a kli on a weekday, that's certainly not enough over here. And it's different. V'lo domi l'chorios hanal b'simchav. And it's different than the palm branches that we spoke about in yesterday's shir. And there we said, d'shom iko chorios the kaimali yeshiva, because sometimes you use these palm branches for sitting down, sometimes you use them for firewood, more frequently use them for firewood, but that's why designation to use it as a seat, so to say, works. Aval hocha, but in the cases that we're describing now with a rock or with a block of wood, ain derech klal lahazmin evin or bekas l'shtamish behem, these are not normally used in this fashion, and therefore unless you designate them permanently for such usage, they retain their muktzah status. And therefore the Mishneh Berurah explains, v'akein bo'inon sheyichid la'olam me'erev Shabbos. And that's why they have to be permanently designated before Shabbos in order to be able to remove their muktzah status. For us, who samaleim shem muktzah, and in that way, the muktzah status is removed. The issue footnote number 108 brings down from the Chazon Ish, shederech lishtamish be'evin ubekas lismoch ben esedelis vakdeira. If you do normally use the stone or the block of wood over here to support a door in some way, v'chein lahakos ben barzo, or to use them to as a hammer, so to say, to bang in the spigot, v'alkein dinon ke'evin lepatzeach egozim, then they would have the same status as a stone that you use to open up walnuts, shemuteres betultul imishtamish bo mibojom, o imyichad el Shabbos achas. He holds that you would be allowed to just by using them that way as on a weekday, or if you designate them for one Shabbos. However, he says in his house, Beveso, Haya Chazonish Noheg, Likshor Chevelo Evin Meir of Shabbos, he would do some action to this to designate it and show that this was unique. Later in this footnote, he brings down Klisha Malach Doli Yisr. He brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shim Omed Gam Lashimush Hamutter. We've already spoken about this, that if you have a kli that's normally used for Issa purposes, but it could also be used for Heta purposes, El Shashimush Zehu Amiyot, it's a smaller usage, Dai Biyichud Kidei Latiro Betiltul Vein Tzorech Maisa. Here also, a designation of it without an action would be sufficient. The issue foot number 109 brings down ukishemiyached es achepetz below lahagbil es yichud bizman. When you make a designation to use it as a usable kli on Shabbos, and you don't designate forever, you don't give it a specific time. So Rav Nissen Karol Shlita brings down shafim lo kivim beferish shia yichud zeliolam nechshav adar v'kichud liolam. If you don't put a time limit on, you say, "Oh, I'm going to use this as a doorstopper. I'm going to use this as a cover," and you don't say forever, but you also don't give it a time limit. So he paskins in this situation that has the status as if you had said forever. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi Gimel says that you have to designate it forever. If you would regularly use this on a weekday, then Sagi Afilu Lo Yichad Meferish. Then even the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that if it's something that you regularly use in this fashion on a weekday, then you can use it that way on Shabbos as well. That which the Shulchan Aruch says that you specifically designated for permanent usage, that designation doesn't have to be a verbal designation, it could just be thinking about it. You don't have to actually state it verbally. The issue foot number 110, however, brings down that the Chazunish disagrees. Omnon haChazunish kosav in the name of other poskim she'ein hashimush be'evin mibojom ayide hanachosa piachovis moel lachshiva kimechase hachovis. He says that just by using this rock to cover up a barrel during the weekdays does not make it into a designation and to remove the muksa status from it. And he would hold it's also to move it in this situation. Afim rogil ishtamish bavi mosachol, even if you regularly use this on a weekday. And he says shafilu. He holds that for a stone like this, even using it on a regular basis and designating it doesn't work. As opposed to what we said in Dirshu footnote 108, when you're using it not as a cover for a barrel. Mr. Buri Sivkut and Sadi Dalit says on the Mechaber telling us that if you did designate it for a Shabbos, that's not enough, has to be permanent. Elu im kein also behen maisa hamuchiach sha'omdim lishtamish. Unless you did some sort of a maisa that also demonstrates that you're using it for this purpose. The Mechaber then continues and he writes, Vahani mi'ili bidover shein darko liyachadu l'kach kigon hani damorin. That which we said you have to be very strict over here and designated for future all the time, permanent purposes, that's only if it's not normally used in this fashion. But if it is something that is normally used in this fashion, for example, a stone, they apparently would take a rock and use it to smash open walnuts, then that type of a usage is not so strange, and therefore even if you designate this rock for just one Shabbos, you could use it to open up walnuts. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Sadi, hey? The Lodomulus of Chafalov. This is not like yesterday's Shir Siv Chafalov. We said over there, the shiny Hossam, She'en Ha'evan Asuya Leishalah, that rocks were normally, stones were not normally used to sit upon. As opposed to here, Masha'en Kein Hocha, the Orcha B'Hochi. It was very common for them. They didn't have nutcrackers, and they would go use a stone to smash open the walnuts. L'Hochi Mahani B'Yichud Shabbos Echos. That's the way it works. If you designate it before Shabbos, just for one Shabbos. Bayim Mashikasab Nalel, Simon Shin Gimel, Siv Chav Beis. And if you go look over there, the Shulchan Aruch talks about certain shaped stones that would be permissible to use on Shabbos, for example, to button a shirt or something like that. And you can see this as well in footnote number 112 in the Dershu footnotes. He brings down Lagabe Evan Agula, Shahaderech Lifrof Olas Abegit. If you have a circular stone, you can use it as a clasp for holding a shirt or a garment together. So we brought that over there in Shin Gimel, Sifkat Nayin Gimel, Shadai Liyachad Ol Shabbos Achas. That would work over there, even if you're designating it just for one Shabbos. Then the Mechaber brings an alternate opinion. He says, V'yesh misha omer delo shda. There are those opinions say it doesn't make any difference at all. The Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sifkat and Sadi Vav wrote, Salomar, debishneim bo'inun yichud liolam. That even in this situation, when it's used on a weekday, you take this rock and you open up a walnut, so then designation, according to the first opinion, on a single Shabbos would be enough. But according to this Yesh Misha Omer, it's not enough. They're both treated the same way. The rocks, in all situations, require permanent designation in order for them not to be muktza. But then the Mechaber brings down another V'yesh Omrim, and he says, V'yesh Omrim shetzorach shiaseh bo shum maisa shel tikun mibojom, that you have to do something to it before Shabbos starts in order for it to be missable. And the Ramah brings down, V'ayin le'el simen reish nun tes de b'yichud sagi, that he disagrees over there and says just designating it would be enough. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi Zayin explains, Hainu, Masha Bavur Sham Sif Bey, is that which we learn over there that the Ramah points out in Simon Reshit and Tes, Da Filu Bavodim Sagi Bichud Liolim. Even designating it alone would be good enough for a rock, as long as you're designating for permanent, Bichud Liolim. And for a rock that is normally used in this fashion, and under extenuating circumstances, you could even rely on this more lenient opinion that said just designating it for one Shabbos would be good, as long as it's the type of thing like a rock to open walnuts, it is sometimes done that way. So therefore, this lenient opinion can be relied upon, certainly the Mishnah Berurah says, if you really need to. Sivkat and Chof Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Mutar lachtof onof min hadeko mibojom." You'd be allowed to cut off a branch from a palm tree before Shabbos starts. And then umutur lo hanifbo ala shulchan b'Shabbos lafriach hazuhuvim. You could use it as a fly swatter, so to say, on Shabbos to go and get the insects, the zvuvim, the flies, from bothering you and move them away. Because when you cut it down, you made it basically into a fly swatter. You made it into a kli, and therefore it's allowed to be used in this fashion. It's not used for firewood in this situation. It is a kli, and therefore you can use it and move it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Sadiches, you could even use this to give a little corporal punishment or to at least put the fear into the children that you might come to use this to hit them. Now is not the time for us to discuss whether there is any at all merit in ever giving corporal punishment to a children, but suffice to say, in those days, it certainly was very common practice. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah goes on, he says, Avol also lomar le'enu Yehudi b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to tell a non-Jewish person on Shabbos, she'it lo shlo onof min ha'mechabdos, she'mechabdin abayis, to go and take off one of the branches that was on a broom, and to use that as something like a fly swatter or to scare the children, put the fear of God into the children. Unless you took it out of the broom and you designated it for that function before Shabbos started. Sifkot and Tzadi test, the Mishnah Berurah says, the fly is over here, but you have to be careful. When you're swatting them away, it can't be a psikresha that you're definitely going to kill it over here. That would be a problem. You're not allowed to kill flies on Shabbos. You're only allowed to go and kill something or capture something if it's a dangerous thing and it could chas v'shalom harm you. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Kuf that you're allowed to do this because you designated it before Shabbos to be the fly swatter. And lav davka shichachtocho litzorech. When you originally cut it down, you could have originally even intended to use it for firewood. Do adin kishachtocho lisreifa v'havi kemuktza. It would be, in fact, muktza if you originally used it for firewood and then it was on Shabbos, it was for firewood. But if you cut it down before Shabbos started for firewood and then you changed your mind, v'yachar kach yichado lekach mibojom, as long as it was before Shabbos and you changed your mind, I'm not going to use this as firewood, I'm going to use this over here as a fly swatter. Kivin de'archiyu mahani yichud de'shabbosu. Since that is a normal usage, that would work just for designating it for this Shabbos, as we've already explained earlier in today's shiur. V'chanal b'siv chav beis brought down the name of Tosefer Shabbos and the Prima Gadim. Now we go to Siv Chav Dalad. The Mechaber writes, Pishton Soruk, if you have combed flax, Vetzemim Menupats, and likewise combed wool over here, Shinosim Alamaka, they used to put these on wounds in order to help protect the wound. Im Choshav Aleim Ibod Yom, Lisitom Alamaka, if you envision this usage on Erev Shabbos, for usage on Shabbos, or, oh, Shiyashab Behem Shor Achas Mibod Yom, or you in fact had it on the wound for a period of time, a short period of time before Shabbos started. Oh, Shit Savon B'Shemen, or you will see the word Savon means that you toveled it in Shemen, you immersed it in oil. The Gale Date, Dilamaka Kaimi, in all of these situations, you've demonstrated that you want to use this for protection of the Maka. Oh, Shikorchem B'Meshicha, you put it into oil. Litnom al hamaka b'Shabbos, in order to have it prepared to be put on the wound on Shabbos, su les behu mishum muktzah. Then you've removed the normal, typical muktzah status that flax or wool would have, and you've made it into a kli, essentially, for the makkah. Or mishum refuah nami leka. What about that this is now a refuah, and you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos, says that's not a concern as well. She'enu ela kamo malbush shelo yisur tu begodav. Because the purpose of this is not to heal the wound, it's to protect the wound, that your clothing shouldn't irritate it. And that's what the Ramah adds over here, b'makkah, which in the Ber HaGol, he says that's the way the words are written in the Torah, shelo yisur tu begodav b'makkah, that your clothing shouldn't irritate the wound, so it's protecting the wound. However, he brings down that just thinking about using it for this purpose would not be enough, that you actually have to use it for this purpose before Shabbos or designate it in some other way, not just thinking about it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Aleph, Hatam, the reason why you're allowed to do this, Hakol Kenizka Leil Bechori Sivchop. This is exactly what we learned in yesterday's shir by the palm branches. The Kivin Shechoshav or Yoshav, since you thought about using it or you actually used it as a seat, Husamaleim She Muktzah. You've removed the Muktzah status from it. Sivkot and Kuf Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the word Sivon over here doesn't mean like it normally does, that you colored it, you dyed it, Pirush Tavala Meshemesh, it means that you immersed it in oil. Targum Vital, and the explanation in Targum of the word Vital is Tzabah. So it can also be used not to color, it can also be used to mean immersed. Sivkot and Kuf Gimel, you have to do this for the purpose of using it on Shabbos, or it would be enough that you wanted to use this even on Friday afternoon, on a weekday, and then you can also use it on Shabbos. But he brought down the more machmir opinion, Sivkot and Kufdalit. The Machaber said, you can't. Ayin and Mogen Avram, Shehik Shalom Machaber. The Mogen Avram questions this machmir opinion of the Machabers that said that Machshav alone is not enough. And he says, Vadaitu, the Lukul Yama Sagim Machshava. And the Mogen Avram disagrees with the Machaber and says, it certainly is enough to just designate it in your mind that you're using for this purpose. And the El Yerabba, however, Yishev Kushoso, the Mogen Avram's questions on the Machaber are resolved. Ayin Shalom, if you want to see this further discussion in the El Yerabba. Siv Chafei, the Mechaber writes, Oros Yuvashim, you have dried leathers over here. Bein Shal Umon, Bein Shal Balabais, whether they belong to the artist and the professional tanner, or they belong to the Balabais, Mutu L'Taltal, and you are allowed to go and move them. The Mishnah explains in Siv Katan Kufhei, Bazeh Mutu L'Deyazu Afilu B'daka, you can, according to this first opinion, even do them if they're, use them if they're small. However, v'lachim, if they're moist, the lochazli yeshiva, that they can't use for seating, that's what the dry ones can be used as mats, also b'shneim, then if they're moist, doesn't make a difference if they're large or they're small. Elim ken chishev aleim yeshiva mo'od yom, unless you specifically designate to sit on them or thought about sitting on them on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. V'dei ashniya, we'll learn in a moment, the second opinion over here, Sirul law, the ein chiluk, it doesn't make any difference over here, the vein b'yevashim, ubein v'lachim, shari b'gasa, the large ones are good whether they're wet or dry, avol b'daka b'yin chishev, but for the small ones, you need to have b'davka, a thought that you're going to use it, and this is true, bein v'lachim, ubein yevashim, whether they're wet or whether they're dry. Mishnah Berurah Kufvav, he brings down after stomayu omdos etzel l'mechira. Even though the professionals' leathers over here are probably going to be sold, afilu hachi, nevertheless, lo aminim behed the carpet alayo l'mishtamish behen. He doesn't consider them something that he wouldn't bother using them because they don't get ruined. So therefore, they're not totally out of your mind, so to say. They're going to be for sale, but you could use them even on Shabbos since he's not makbid on them that they should be pristine and not used before they're sold. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, however, Hagoy, the Yeshomrim, the second opinion that we alluded to a moment ago in the Mishnah Berurah, is now being stated over here in the Yeshomrim, Davka Oros Behemagasa, only talking about the leathers that come from a large animal, the Chaze Leishevalem. They're bigger, they're larger, and therefore they can be sat upon. Avol Behemadaka, but from small animals, they're small leathers, and therefore they're not going to be usable as seats, also. They would be forbidden to be used, unless you specifically had in mind to use them, as we just pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Chafav, the Mechaber writes, Nesorim shel bala bayis mutul l'taltalot. If you have beams of a private ownership, then you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. However, v'shel uman also, but for a builder, a contractor, a professional that has these beams, you wouldn't be allowed to move them. Unless, Elohim Kein Choshev Aleim Mibod Yom, unless you specifically designate them on Erev Shabbos to be used. Liten Aleim Pasl Orchim Mutash V'Shachar, you can use them to serve your guests bread, or put bread on them, or some other purpose. Thinking it enough on Erev Shabbos would be fine. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Kuftes, the artist and the contractor over here doesn't want people sitting on his boards because they're going to get ruined, they're going to get warped. The middlemen who put them in their warehouses over here, maybe it's also also for people to use those. The kapte alayu, they're also particular that nobody should sit on them. They're just like the builder, they don't want them to get ruined. Even though they haven't been yet smoothed out with a plane, so they're not yet fully ready, so you would might have thought that they don't get ruined so much, but nevertheless, they would be makbid, and this is brought down by the Prima Gadim. I see that we missed Mr. Brewer's Sivkot and Kuvches, and he says that the small animal leathers are only good if you think about them. If you gave them to a middleman to go and sell them, then you definitely would need specifically instructions that it's not muksa. Dishu footnote 114 brings down, however, nowadays, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, She'ein onu regilim klal l'shevas al kol sugi oros. Nobody does this nowadays. We don't sit on tanned leathers. Alkein muktzein, they have the full status of being muktzah, elam kin yichadim l'kach mebojom, unless you specifically designate them for such usage before Shabbos started. Siv Chav Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Atzomos shiru'uyim l'klovim, bones that are fit for a dog to eat, uklipim shiru'uyim l'maycho behema, or peels that are edible for other animals, uperurim shembem kezayis, or crumbs that don't have the size of a kezayis. All of these, mutu l'havirim mi'al ha'shulchan, you're allowed to take all of these things off the table, they're not muktzah. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Yud, Afilu nisparku min abasa b'Shabbos, even though the bones only became visible, they were separated from the meat on Shabbos. The mimod yom lo yimuchim l'klovim, you wouldn't let your dog eat chicken that you prepared before the bones are visible. Afilu hachishari, nevertheless, it's still permissible. V'koshkenim nisparku b'yom, certainly, if the bones were visible before Shabbos, i.e. that it was eaten before Shabbos. The leftover bones are not muktzah. Sivkot and Kufyid Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu shemipnei katnuson stoma omdim rach lebaichol behemah v'ofos. The crumbs over here, they're small enough, so the stoma, human beings aren't going to eat them, and they're left for the animals and for the birds. Sivkot and Kufyid Beis, he says, Ayin le'el simen kufpei sivdalad v'meshe kosadu sham, where we talked about how you get rid of, are you allowed to get rid of leftover crumbs from bread. This will conclude today's shiur.